To the readers, to the folks in the choir, and to our music director, Joanne, I am very, very grateful for all the work that you did to communicate the story of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to do during this message as well. So listen, I was in the service, I was a sailor, and because I was a sailor, I was taught to communicate very directly and clearly. So they always said, when you tell somebody something, make sure you tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. So here's what's going to happen from the pulpit today. Number one, I'm going to read you the Christmas story uninterrupted from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 20, just like they do in Charlie Brown Christmas, okay? So you can hear it, and you can hear it all directly from the scripture in the King James Version of the Bible. That's number one. Then I sprung something on Pastor Harry this evening that he didn't know was going to happen. Pastor Harry and I are going to pick up musical instruments. Yes, you should be scared. And we're going to play and sing the Christmas story to you as well this evening. And then thirdly, I'm going to tell it to you in words, kind of recap it and what the Christmas story means to each and every single one of us, that God became like us and came down to be born in Bethlehem on that very first Christmas Eve. So listen, first of all, I'm going to say a word of prayer. And then I'm going to read you the Christmas story, okay? So here's the prayer. Father of grace, thank you. Thank you so much that you gave us this incredible gift in the birth of the Christ child, the Redeemer of the world, or as the scriptures call him, Emmanuel. God with us, present in the middle of our lives, every single day of our lives, assuring us, giving us hope for the future, and opening the way to heaven for us. We thank you for the gathering this evening. Let your spirit work through your word to encourage us in faith and fervent love toward one another and in the hope that Jesus came to give us through his birth, through his life, through his death on the cross, through his burial, and through his resurrection and through his promise to come once again. For we ask this in his name. Amen. Luke chapter 2. Verse 1, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Thus far, the reading from Luke. Now's the time to be afraid, okay? Pastor Harry, can you join me? Last minute. Very honest. Very, very honest. Can you see the music from there, Pastor? Okay. Which way is that bow going to go? So you're not going to poke me in the eye? Okay. So listen, this is an old, I think it's an old French hymn, okay? And so some of you might know it. And if you know it, I invite you to join us as we sing it, okay? We're starting there, right?
He has born the child divine, play the oboe, sound the bagpipes. He is born the child divine, sing ye all, he is born today. Prophets from the ages past have foretold the Savior's coming. We for more than 4,000 years have awaited this joyous time. He is born the child divine, play the oboe, sound the bagpipes. He is born the child divine, sing ye all, he is born today. Ah, how fair is the holy child, and how perfect are his graces. Ah, how fair is the holy child, oh, how sweet is the child divine. He is born the child divine, play the oboe, sound the bagpipes. He is born the child divine, sing ye all, he is born today. In a manger was he born, straw a little for his cradle. In a manger was he born, what a lodging for Christ the Lord. He is born the child divine, play the oboe, sound the bagpipes. He is born the child divine, sing ye all, he is born today. King of all forevermore, little infant though thou art. King of all forevermore, reign in every human heart. He is born the child divine, play the oboe, sound the bagpipes. He is born the child divine, sing ye all, he is born today.
Thank you, Pastor Harry. So that's a Christmas story too. Did you hear it? Prophets foretold it from ages past. He came, he was born, and he was born to be king forevermore and our Savior, the Savior of the world. You know what theologians call the birth of Jesus Christ and his conception with a fancy 50-cent word? They say that's the incarnation. And that single aspect changes things dramatically for the world. It means that in this baby, God himself is with us and not in some sort of distant, abstract sort of way. He is with us in flesh and blood, just like us. He was born like every other human baby was born into this world at such and such a place and such a time. So listen, this guy here, Eloy Gonzalez, was born November 3rd, 1954, in a house on Ebano Street in Mission, Texas. You all can probably tell me when you were born as well. You know what? Jesus Christ will be able to tell you the same thing. When you go to him, you can ask him, where were you born and when were you born? We don't know. We kind of think it happened 3 to 6 BC, somewhere in there. But he'll know exactly when, and he'll tell you. I was born in Bethlehem. I was born in a stable. My mom used a manger for my bed. And he'll be able to tell you exactly when he was born, just like you can. God entered our reality just the way we entered the world. He burped. He had body odor. His diaper had to be changed. He was just like us in every way, except without sin. The incarnation means that at a particular place in time, God, the one who made everything, the mastermind, the one who hung the stars in their place, the one who gives the sun its light, the one who forgave our sins because of Jesus Christ and what he accomplished through his cross, came down and became like us. Max Lucado writes about it eloquently. Here's just one little piece of it. He says, he who was larger than the universe became an embryo. God was given eyebrows and elbows and two kidneys and a spleen. He stretched against the walls and floated in the amniotic fluids of his mama. And if we miss that, we miss Christmas and miss it completely, because that's what Christmas is all about. It isn't necessarily about chestnuts roasting on an open fire or about the bright lights. It's about God becoming like us. And that amazing act of humiliation and condescension and identification with us, with people, makes God so much more approachable. John, the gospel writer, says, he became flesh and tabernacled among us, dwelt among us, made his home among us. He moved into our neighborhood, is how John Peterson says it in the Message. Christmas means that God isn't this distant, aloof deity who doesn't give a rip about you. It means that he is a God who knows you, who has lived life like you have lived life, who has experienced pain, sadness, who has experienced all the challenges that we face, and he came to bear all of that, take it to the cross and bury it so that we would never have to pay for it ourselves. I want to tell you something. This Jesus Christ that we celebrate today is someone that is worthy for you and for me to hang our hopes and our dreams and our futures on. And I want to invite you to do that. I love that Jesus Christ. And I want to invite you to love Jesus as well. In his name, let's pray. Father, the kind of love that you showed for us is absolutely phenomenal. You sent your only begotten Son knowing that he would come into the world and he would have to struggle in life like we did, but worse than that, that he would have to bear our sin so that we could be your children. Bless us to trust that work that you accomplished on that Christmas day when the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Logos, the Word of God, took on flesh and became like us and lived a life perfect in our place so that we could have perfection at the end of our lives at your side. Hear us as we pray this in the name of Jesus.